Accretion in Massive Colliding Wind Binaries and the Effect of Wind Momentum Ratio, by Amit Kashi et al. We carry out a numerical experiment of ejecting winds in a massive colliding wind binary system, and quantifying the accretion onto the secondary star under different primary mass loss rates. We set a binary system comprising a luminous blue variable, LBV, as the primary and a Wolf-Rayet, WR, star as the secondary, and vary the mass loss rate of the LBV to obtain different values of wind momentum ratio eta. Our simulations include two sets of cases, one where the stars are stationary, and one that includes the orbital motion. As eta decreases, the colliding wind structure moves closer to the secondary. We find that for aether is less than or equal to 0.05, the accretion threshold is reached and clumps which originate by instabilities are accreted onto the secondary. For each value of aether, we calculate the mass accretion rate and identify different regions in the Dotach aether diagram. For 0.001 is less than or equal to aether is less than or equal to 0.05, the accretion is sub-Bondi Hoyle-Littleton, BHL, and the average accretion rate satisfies the power law Dotach aether caret minus 1.73 for static stars. The accretion is not continuous but rather changes from sporadic to a larger duty cycle as aether decreases. For aether is less than or equal to 0.001, the accretion becomes continuous in time and the accretion rate is BHL, up to a factor of 0.4 minus 0.8. The simulations that include the orbital motion give qualitatively similar results, with the steeper power law Dotach aether caret minus 1.86 for the sub-BHL region and lower aether as an accretion threshold. This was Accretion in Massive Colliding Wind Binaries and the Effect of Wind Momentum Ratio, by Amit Kashi et al.